This is Digital Story Podcast number 943, April 16th, 2024. Today's theme is Riding Shotgun to Sedona. I'm Derek Story. There are two facets to any road trip, how you think it will go and how it actually turns out. For the journey from Santa Rosa, California to Sedona, Arizona in my all-electric VW ID4, I felt like I had a great plan. After all, this isn't my first EV rodeo. I've done two trips to Oregon for workshops, plus numerous adventures up and down the state. But I also know that every excursion takes on its own personality. Ride along with me to Sedona and let's experience it together. I hope you enjoy the show. Good morning from Barstow, California. I have a great day ahead of me. I'm heading up to Needles, up through Williams. I'm going to be on 40, all the way up to Flagstaff, and then drop down to Cottonwood from there. So looking forward to today's drive. The wind has settled down. It was really windy yesterday. I have lots of stories to tell you from yesterday, and I'll share those along the way. But just wanted to greet you and let you know that we're going to have a great drive together today. So I'm on the road to Needles, and it's a beautiful morning. It was so windy yesterday afternoon. It was incredible in Barstow, in Calico, ghost town where I was hanging out. It was just nuts, and I was really hoping that the wind would settle down for this morning. A lot of uphill from where I am to where I'm going to end up. We're going to go all the way up to Flagstaff and then drop back down to Cottonwood. So one of the interesting things about yesterday was that I had a couple of stops to charge, of course, as you would expect. And I was probably on the road for maybe 45 minutes yesterday, and I got a little tire warning. These cars, they keep track of all that sort of stuff. And it was right front, and I had a low tire warning with it about a month ago. I topped it off then, and it was fine all the way until, well, of course, on a trip. So I'm at my first charging stop. There's a couple people there. It was early in the morning. And I get out my little compressor, really handy, and I'm bent over at the front tire because I'm holding the compressor as it tops it off. It was at 32. It needed to go to 38. So I'm going, okay, all right, well, that's not too bad. But I'm bent over this front tire early morning, and the guy that was charging next to me, he's like, walks up to me, walks up behind me, and he goes, you know, buddy, are you okay? So, because he didn't see I had the compressor or anything. All he saw was this guy hunched over by the front of his car. And I turned around and I showed him the compressor. I go, oh, no, I have a low front tire and I'm just topping it off. And it was kind of a laugh, but he was really sweet. So then we talked a little bit about, he had the same car I had, so we were comparing notes, which is one of the things that I like about the charging stations. You know, you do have a chance to compare notes with people, not only that have the same car as you do, but, you know, the other cars that you're kind of interested in, like, you know, how is that Mercedes, or how is that Ioniq, or how is that, you know, whatever it happens to be. So anyway, we had a nice chat. I got the tire topped off, got back on the road in good shape. Now, here I am the next morning on the road to Needles, and I don't have a warning, so I think I should be okay for the rest of the trip. But just to be sure, I did recharge my little compressor yesterday, just in case I have another low tire warning. So anyway, I'm going to pay attention to the road here for a few minutes, but just wanted to say hello and tell you that one story from yesterday. More to come. So I want to talk about bugs for a minute, because they were incredible yesterday. So I was coming up Interstate 5, going that route, headed south from Santa Rosa, you know, more or less the Bakersfield, kind of. There's a little twist and turn there, but headed south to the Bakersfield area and then cutting across. And I actually cut across on 58, which was a really nice drive to Barstow from 58. Anyway, while I'm going down I-5, my windshield was just getting covered. I mean, it was bug after bug after bug. I'm just going, wow, I haven't seen this for a while. On my second charging stop, the one after the compressor incident, I was thinking, you know, should I like clean my windshield? And I was going, no, you know, it's probably just going to be a lot of wasted effort. And by then it was pretty warm, and you know how things get sort of baked on and all that. So I go, no, I'm just going to live with it. So then I'm driving down, still driving south on 5, still headed toward Bakersfield, and another batch of bug splats. And I go, okay, now I've made my decision. I'm just going to live with it. I'm just going to be this guy that drives around with the whole front end and windshield covered in bugs. Because, you know, you can't use the windshield wiper when you have bugs on there, you know, that little spray, because all it does is smear them. And then you're really bad off. At least now I had nice clean splats. Then when I was going east on 58 towards Barstow, I hit a squadron. I mean, it was, and you know, I feel bad for the, I like, I'm the guy that if there's a spider in the house, I catch him with a glass and then slide a postcard underneath the glass and then take him outside. Like, I'm that guy, right? You can imagine where I just felt like, you know, this mass murderer, you know, as these bugs flying through the swarm of bugs, and they're just going pop, 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 pop on my windshield. But I didn't do anything about it, just left it. And I was tired last night, worn out a little bit from the drive, and the wind was wearing me out because it was just persistent. But fortunately, overnight, it got chilly and there was condensation and even a little bit of frost on my windshield, my front windshield. When I woke up, I camped in the car. And so I'm going, oh, okay. So then with the frost on the windshield, and it was just a real light frost, I ran the washer fluid with the frost, and guess what? It cleaned it off. And I mean, it cleaned it off nice. It looked like I had worked on it, and all I had to do was wait for the frost, a little wiper fluid, run the wipers, and I am good as gold right now. I have perfectly clear view as I'm heading out on Highway 40. There you go. Don't, if you can live with the bugs and you're going to have a little bit of frost or something at night, just wait till the next morning. They'll come right off, and you won't have to do all that elbow grease and smearing and cursing and all that stuff. So that is my travel tip for today. I had an interesting thing happen that I had never encountered before. It was pretty warm yesterday afternoon, mid-80s, not terrible, but, and I wasn't running the AC because I didn't really need to. Had enough air blowing on me. I was comfortable. I had a t-shirt on, all that. And I'm about, I don't know, 4 hours, 5 hours into the drive, and my iPhone shuts down. Now, my iPhone, I use the iPhone with CarPlay for my navigation. So that's kind of a big deal when that goes down. And I was going, what the heck is going on here? Because it was charging on the pad. I have a wireless charging pad in the VW. So it's usually this there. Well, it had gotten really hot. I guess the combination of the heat in the cabin and then being on the wireless charging pad and the heat generated there, I got a temperature warning. It's the first temperature warning I've ever had for an iPhone. So I'm going, wow, okay, that's wild. So I go ahead and turn on the AC, and which felt good anyway. So, you know, that wasn't exactly terrible. Went ahead and turned on the AC and held the iPhone in front of a AC vent. and probably held it there for a good minute and a half, just enough to let it cool off. I got a car coming up on me here that's going to make a move. Just letting him do his thing. There you go. You have a good day, sir. Anyway, so I let it cool off, and it came back to life, sort of begrudgingly. And I go, okay, good. I'm back in business. But it was a little wonky still, I have to say. I mean, the wireless CarPlay wasn't quite working right. And I was going, all right. So what I do is, you know, there's always a plan A, a plan B, and a plan C for road trips. And this is going to be a theme for this podcast. My plan B is I have a data port up front, USB-C data port, so I can plug in the iPhone if I need to. It doesn't have to be off wireless. So I went ahead and plugged it in, USB-C, kind of got everything going again, and it behaved for the rest of the day, but I did keep it off the wireless charging port because, you know, now that it's plugged in, it doesn't need to be there. It didn't overheat again. But that is the first time ever that I've had a temperature warning for an iPhone. It was really crazy. And, you know, had to make a maneuver, right? Had to cool it off. You know, you got to make moves when things like that happen. One thing that I notice on the second day of a road trip that's different than the first day is that the quiet is better. It's hard to describe, but on the first day, I know I get on the road and I've got my podcasts lined up. Podcasting, I think, is very important to listen to and support your favorite podcasters. So I'm listening to my podcasts and I'm doing all that stuff. And I pretty much only either listen to podcasts or music when I'm on the road, one or the other. And then on the second day, especially when I'm somewhere like I am right now, so I'm Highway 40, just this beautiful desert in the morning. It's cool. It's only about 58 degrees. It's calm. There's no wind. It's just lovely. I mean, it's really, truly just lovely and peaceful. Looking at the scenery, there are some wildflowers, mainly yellow wildflowers. I haven't seen too many purples yet, but mostly yellow. The hills, the highway as it just stretches through the landscape. And I don't have anything on for long stretches. Now, at some point, I will turn on a podcast or maybe play a few songs. But I also notice that especially in the morning, I just have these long stretches where it's just me and the highway, and it's calm and beautiful. Think about things. It's lovely. And, you know, I think this is one of the things that I really like about road trips are these stretches of quiet that we just don't have in normal life that often. And especially have a normal life while we're getting something done. In this case, you know, I'm on my way to a workshop and preparing for a big adventure for people that this is very important to. For some folks, this is their vacation. To be able to enjoy this and have this be part of my work too, it's really special. So I'm doing a charging stop here in Kingman. It's a beautiful day in Kingman. Sunny, about 80 degrees. There's a light breeze. The breeze is nice and cool. It's gorgeous. I have the back windows open on the ID4 as I'm charging because those have screens on them. So I can enjoy the fresh air. I don't have to worry about anything flying in here that I don't want while I enjoy the fresh air. After this, head up. Keep going up, up, up. I'm heading to Flagstaff, so might take a little pit stop in Williams, depending on how my charge is, because I'm going to be going uphill, and I'm going to have a little bit of a headwind, so we'll see how that all works out. Once I get up to Williams, Flagstaff's right there, and then I start heading down through Oak Creek Canyon and down to Cottonwood. So I'm going to be able to start scouting later on this afternoon. If everything goes well, so far so good. I'll check in with you a bit later. I made it to Cottonwood and it is beautiful here. And we're going to have great weather all week. Low 40s at night, not too cold. And then we're going to get as high as mid 80s later on in the week. But that's not really an issue for me because we do most of our photography in the morning for a couple reasons. One, because the light is better in the morning. Also, it's cooler, and so we can be out and about, no problem. And then the trailhead, the parking at the trailhead, fills up very quickly. So we want to get there while there's still some parking spots at all the various trailheads. So there's a lot of reasons to shoot in the morning. And then what we do is in the afternoon when the sun is kind of high and everything flattens out and it warms up, then we work in our lab. And we have a lab set up here at our hotel. And people come in and they upload their pictures and we work on them and get them prepared for the class presentation. So the flow is really nice. Now, one thing that I'm going to do, because I still have some time, is I'm going to head over to Clarkdale and going to check out the Verde Canyon Railroad. This is something that I want to add to this year's workshop, where we take a train ride on a classic train that's fully restored, but it has a viewing car, an open-air viewing car. So as we go through the canyon and see the different sites, we can go into the viewing car, the open-air viewing, and shoot from all different angles. And I just think that's going to be a blast, and it's something I want to add, but I'm going to go over to Clarkdale, check out the train station there, talk to them a little bit before they close up shop for the evening. And with any luck at all, that's something that I'll be adding to this year's workshop. And then after that, I have a full day of scouting tomorrow. I've got some new places I want to check out that I want to add. We're going to revisit our favorite places from the fall. It's going to be a wonderful combination of, you know, historic towns such as Jerome and Clarkdale, the train, and then, of course, all the classics, you know, Bell Rock and all those areas, Red Rocks State Park. I really have a nice preliminary itinerary put together, and I'm going to be able to finalize it after I check out a few of these new spots that I haven't visited before. So it's all going to come together, and we're going to have great weather. We've got a great crew, and I'm looking forward to it. The journey here, which you joined me on, was actually quite good. I had a wonderful time. No stress at all, just a few odd things here and there, but that always happens. And the thing that I mentioned on the road, and something I want to reiterate here, is that the key to road tripping for me is always to have a plan B, and if you can, a plan C. And I just have discovered that every time I have a plan B for every aspect of the trip, and that would be a route, that would be the equipment that I'm using on the trip, you know, that would be, you know, just the general plan. And whenever I have a plan B, I never seem to have a rough time because plan A's go by the wayside. They always do. Things happen, things change. And then you just roll into plan B and you're prepared for it. And everything just works out. And that's something that I do in a lot of different areas of my life. But road tripping is the one where it really seems to pay off. Hope you enjoyed riding along with me. I loved having you hang out. And I'm going to go get to work now. And I'll be talking to you next week. I got a few little things to wrap up here on the show. And then off I go. All right, let's take care of a little virtual camera club business. Let's start out with a big thank you to our Inner Circle members, the folks that support this community, this podcast, month in and month out. They are also very important in terms of feedback, guidance, helping us determine how to navigate this ship. They share their pictures, they share their thoughts, they ask their questions on their exclusive site, on Derek's Story Online. And I'm working with some of them right now because they are with me at the Sedona Workshop. If you're interested in becoming an Inner Circle member, all you have to do is click on the Patreon tile. It's on all the pages of the Digital Story Nose Around a bit. You can pay $5 a month, or you can get a discount if you pay annually. And a big thanks to our Inner Circle members, and hoping that you too will join us in 2024. I haven't talked a bit about Live View. That's our photography publication on Medium.com. It's at medium.com/live-view, and I have a link to it in the show notes. Many of the writers there are from our own community, and we write about travel, we write about technique, we write about gear, we write about street photography, and even photography philosophy. It's all there waiting for you. We're publishing about 4 articles a week. Go to medium.com/live-view and check it out for yourself. If you're thinking about shopping at Amazon, getting some new gear at B&H, exploring Red River Paper, maybe getting a power station from Jackery, any of those things, make sure you stop by thedigitalstory.com first. We have tiles in the right 2 columns of the website. If you click on those tiles first, that helps support this podcast. It doesn't cost you anything extra. Once you click on the tile, it takes you to the site, and then you can navigate to your object of desire. And a big thanks for taking that extra step to support this show. And finally, hats off to our friends at Red River Paper, longest running sponsor of the Digital Story. As I mentioned the last week, I'm really looking forward to making some prints from this trip. Such beautiful landscape. Spring is such a wonderful time to be there. And the trip back and forth has yielded a few photographs as well. I'm going to pick my favorites. I'm going to edit them so they look absolutely beautiful. And then I'm going to put them on Red River Paper and finish off the process of making art, because that's what it is. Artwork that you can hand to somebody, they can hold it in their hands, they can put it on the wall. Artwork that has the DNA of photography in it. Artwork that is absolutely beautiful and doesn't require anything electronic to view. And artwork that will stand the test of time. If you want to learn more about printing, any aspect of printing, from which paper to choose, to which printer to buy, or techniques for getting the most out of the printer you already have, click on the Red River Paper tile that's on all the pages of the Digital Story. And a big thanks to them for supporting this podcast. All right, it's going to do it for me this week. I hope you enjoyed joining me on my trip to Sedona. I'll be back next week with more fun stuff. Until then, get out there, take some pictures, stay safe. See you next Tuesday. Bye-bye now.